You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Good morning, and you are now listening to Kill Your Lawn and Kick Your Fence. Thank you, Susanna Duffy, for your legendary broadcasting. I'd like to start off today's show by acknowledging the original sovereign owners of this land, the Wurundjeri Woiwurrung people of the Kulin Nation. Always was, always will be, Aboriginal land. I'd like to pay my respects to their elders past, present and emerging. And while we're digging deep for Radiothon, let's not forget to pay the rent. So we've got a special Radiothon episode coming right up.
Slums in some metropolitan centers are coming down, condemned by forward-looking civic governments. Down are coming the bad living conditions that produce bad citizens.
The practical uses of asbestos are very numerous. At least 18,000 articles are made of it.
In the spring, the nature-loving Australian goes bush.
The wife washes and the dishes dry themselves.
It's a serial pest.
Cities within cities, scientifically planned and built, where a man and his family with a small income can live with comfort and dignity as investments in democracy.
Kill Your Lawn and Kick Your Fence, a show about how we live in the cities and suburbs and the ideologies behind them. Fridays every fortnight at 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on 3CR 855 AM.
From rubbish tip to you.
That's right, listeners. Out of the rubbish tip and to you is me, Amy. And that's right, you're listening to Kill Your Lawn and Kick Your Fence, and it's Radiothon! That's right, woo! Everyone in the next room is partying. It's going great, this Radiothon. We're coming up to 100K out of our 270K goal, which is pretty good. And I'd like to start off, if you let me, listeners, I'd like to start off by thanking some listeners, because it turns out there's already people who've donated to my show. So I'd like to thank Rye from Pasco Vale. Thanks for donating $98.33. Jade, friend of the show Jade, who was on a couple weeks ago with Rad Housing and Mary Beck Tech, he has donated a whopping $154.22. Listen, people, if we're going to donate cents, can we also donate $13.12? Eh? And then I'd also like to thank Joe Malignaggi, who's Music Matters radio host and does a lot of the sort of organizing here for music stuff and music shows. Thank you, Joe. He donated $10. Thank you so much. And last but not least, Zoe from Coburg, who has donated $100. Thank you so much, Zoe. And if you, if any of you ever appear at the station and you want to say hi and you want a tour of the station, I love giving tours of the station. It's one of my favorite things. So that means, before even starting the show this morning, I have raised $362.55 out of my $750 goal. So, I think I'm like almost halfway there or so. First order of business. Where's my cup? Let's do a little. There we go. I didn't want to drink some of that. Actually, that sounds. That's a City Limits reference right there. I thought first order of business, while, you're all picking up your phones, which, by the way, call 94190155 if you wish to speak to me. If you wish to text in a message with a donation, a pledge, you don't have to pay today. You can just pledge what you want and pay by June, end of June. 0488 809 855. 5. And of course, you can always go online at 3cr.org.au/donate. And then if you, yeah, that's awesome. Now, hang on a second. A donation's just come in from Meg. Our beautiful station manager, Meg, has donated $10 to the show, bumping me up to $372.55. Thank you, Meg. Meg has been doing a killer job and is currently replacing our previous station manager, Rachel. And I think, actually, another order of business is to thank all the wonderful volunteers, but also the paid staff of this station. They do such an amazing job keeping this place running. And the amount of work they put in, you know, is well and truly above and beyond. So not only thank you, Meg, but thank you, Inez. Thank you, Karina. Thank you, Juliet. Thank you, Loretta. Thank you, everyone. I'm bad with names and I forget people sometimes. So I'm sure. Oh, Michaela. Oh, my God. I almost forgot Michaela. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Yeah, just thank you for what you do to keep this station up and running. This station is so important to me. In 2020, I was in a real bad way, and I only just moved to Melbourne, and I love radio, and so I was just flipping between the stations, and that's what I do. I'm strange for a 29-year-old. I actually listen to radio, and I even flip between stations. I know, it's strange. I'm very strange. And I came across this station, and I don't know if it was Accent and Women or Democracy Now. I remember that was like one of the first, a couple of the first shows I heard was like Accent, Women, Democracy Now, Shebop and stuff like that. And I was like, so it must have been like a Monday or a Tuesday. So anyway, I was like, what on earth is this radio station that's playing this kind of content? And they're like functioning? What? And, you know, Accent and Women, and also the other show that people might be familiar, Giselle Hannah, is on, is Asia Pacific Currents. I was listening to that, and I'd been raised, you know, listening to Radio National, and I was like, this is awesome. This is, like, way better than Radio National. And they're actually talking about things that seems like the ABC might be a little scared to talk about. So, yeah, it was just like an amazing thing. And since then, I've just listened more and more. And yeah, it's been like a friend when I've been alone and stuff like that. And it's just something that makes me really, really happy being a part of the station now after listening for like, being a listener for like 4 years or so. And then like about 2 years ago, I think I joined up to start getting involved. What did I do? I started painting windows, which I never finished. someone else has got that responsibility now. Ann Stanley. I cannot not thank Ann Stanley from the Local Food Connection show. She needed help at the time, and I joined that because I'm in horticulture, so I know a thing or two about plants and gardening and growing vegetables, and had a bit of a passion for the topics she was talking about, and I joined. And yeah, it was just really, she's such a wonderful person to work with on the Local Food Connection show. So don't forget the Local Food Connection show as well at 10 a.m. on a Sunday. I'm going to get you pumped up while you dial to call in for Radiothon to send in some donations and so forth. So don't forget, talkback number 94190155. Text in at 0488. 809-855. Or if you just want to call to donate silently, you're scared of going on the air, you're scared of me, but you also kind of love me, and you want to give a bit of money towards the show to help keep the station going, 94198377, or silent but deadly, you can go on 3cr.org.au/donate, which also incidentally has all those numbers if having them read out makes you struggle. So we're going to go to a song to pump you up. You might remember the last episode I played Money by the Flying Lizards. I found a pretty cool remix of it online. So let's go to that while we see if we can get some more donations coming. Come on, dig deep, people. We want your money. Hello, and I believe we have a special guest on the on the air. Hey, Uncle Taljim, how are you doing?
Hi, Amy. How are you, love?
Yeah, I'm really well. I'm super happy because you just pledged $50.
I did. I say, give me money. I like that song, give me money. We want money to keep our show going and all that, yeah?
Yeah.
A lovely song. I like it, yeah.
Yeah.
I want to kill the lawn and
kick your fence. Yeah.
Yeah. Too deadly.
I haven't actually talked about it yet, but some lovely people helped me do Uncle Taljim's lawn. We killed his lawn and we planted over 100 plants with 40 different indigenous species, indigenous to his area.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there are. A lot of them are coming along really good at the moment, Amy.
Yeah.
They're getting enough water. I've watered them.
Yeah.
I look after them. But get a few roughly that might walk over the garden. But
Nah, that's all right. That's why we planted 100. That's why we planted so many, because things might die and, you know, that happens.
Yeah, there seem to be a few around the edge, but everything's going well, thank you, Amy. And the mob, bless you, mate. You all did a great job. And I watched you. The music was playing, and plants, they like music, so I keep playing music. Mm, to make them grow.
Thank you to everyone who helped with that. Thank you to Ollie from Catalyst for your big donation of plants. Thank you to Matt from Basalt Bodies and all the friends you brought along. Just thank you for everyone that helped make that possible. That was really an amazing community effort that, you know, it shows the power of community, eh, Uncle?
That love, I like that. Yeah, thank you all very much. And keep on keeping on.
Yeah.
Okay, love?
Yeah, I will. Thank you. Yeah. You stay warm this morning.
Oh, I'm doing my best. Okay.
All right, ta.
All you out there, have a lovely day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, and that was the deadly Uncle Choco Taljim Edwards. You can catch his show Thursday afternoons, I think at 3 o'clock Oh, I should have double checked. I'm really bad with time. I just leave the radio on all the day. But yeah, Balanoir, story of Wah. You can listen to Uncle Choco, sing songs, play his favorite music, and you can also hear some amazing legendary stories from an amazing life. Yeah, and that's what we did. He just said on his show one day he wanted to get his lawn, replace it with some local species, and we did that. 40. Oh my God, I don't know how we found 40 different species and over 100 plants. That was, it came together well in the end. And you know what? I think, while more people are calling, I see that they're busy back there, there's stuff happening. While that's all going down, I've been reflecting on the show and how it's been going, and, you know, I feel like, you know, when I started the show, it's like, kill your lawn and kick your fence. How we live in the city suburbs and the ideologies behind them. I'm kind of thinking, you know, I really want my show to be about those little things, those little, like that, what we did with Uncle Taljum, like those acts of community coming together, speaking to people face to face, actually, like, you know, building those community connections, kicking down fences, getting to know your neighbors. I want to make sure that I'm staying on that track. But also, I think it's been really good having all these people come on and talk about these projects and these ideas of how to, you know, break down our atomized lives and live in communal settings and stuff. Like, so I've really enjoyed having all these guests on this year, which I think is good. So yeah, I was thinking maybe instead of the ideologies, you know, I was thinking kill your lawn and kick your fence. How we live in the cities and suburbs. And what I was going to say? I forgot what I was going to say. I just saw a friend through the window. Kill your lawn and kick your fence, a show on how we live in the suburbs and how we can learn to share and care with each other in our tragic little world. I think that's it. And I feel like we do live in a tragic little world. If you know the genre of tragedy, because tragedy is a play or you know, media that where it's got a sad ending, where usually everyone dies at the end. And I think it is a tragic little world at the moment because we seem to be in a tragedy. I'm a pretty optimistic person, but, you know, like I just hope we can, you know, turn things around. But we also got to appreciate how serious things have gotten. That's some reflections on the show. So I'm going to change some of the things and stuff that's coming up. But why should you donate to 3CR? I should talk about that, eh? You should donate because it's Radical Radio. It's like, I don't know, one of the only staunchest voices in like a media landscape that is heavily dominated with masses of propaganda that actually voices the voiceless and gives voice to community. And I think that, you know, whatever show you donate to, it's just going to be, it's so important that you keep us up and running. And I think that's what's like just the most important thing that we need in this world is a voice of truth. And you know, don't forget to text in at 0488-809-855 or on the talkback at 94190155 or 3cr.org.au/donate. And if you just want to call in and chat to people, don't forget 94198377. That's right. I also forgot. I said I was going to give away a guitar. We're putting that on hold for the moment just because it got complicated and the internet was being very frustrating. we're going to come back to that in July. But yeah, if there's someone out there who's like, I wanted to maybe put money toward and, you know, get that interesting sounding guitar, stay tuned for July. And that'll be given away and raising that money will also go towards the station. The thing with giveaways and gifts is that you don't get tax rebates and stuff on that. So, but yeah, we'll talk about that in a later episode. But for now, we're just raising money. So we're over 50% of the show's goal, by the way, in just like a few people. So thank you so much again to Rye, Jade, Joseph, Zoe, Meg, Uncle Taljim. Wow. I've only done like just over 10 episodes of the show. So it's amazing that I've raised anything, honestly. So yeah, we're going to go to a little break. Speaking, you know, I'm thinking Jimmy Little, Randwick Bells. It's a cover of a Paul Kelly song, Randwick Bells. Let's go to that.
Randwick bells are ringing, must be Saturday. I woke late in the middle of the day, must be Saturday. Put a blanket on the window and come on back to bed. We got nowhere to be, no place to go, so come on back to bed. We're gonna rise up soon, gonna rise up soon, 'cause Randwick bells are ringing through the empty rooms. Bells are ringing high. Get on the window and come on back to bed. We got no place to be, no place to go, so come on back to bed. Gonna rise up soon, gonna rise up soon. Randwick bells are ringing, Randwick bells are ringing, Randwick bells are ringing, yeah. The guitar you're listening to is in the hands of Jimmy Little, a recording artist who depends greatly on good radio stations that play good and deadly music. Yes, I'm Jimmy Little, and I've been around long enough to know that 3CR play a fantastic variety of Indigenous music. 3CR, 855 on your AM dial. Don't forget now. Cool and deadly.
Throughout the month of June, we're asking you to support fierce, independent and community-controlled media by making a donation to our Radiothon.
We'll be taking donations online, over the phone and in the station to help keep 3CR going for another year. Come together!
donate, go to 3cr.org.au, call the station on 03 94 19 8377,
or drop in at 21 Smith Street, Fitzroy, during business hours. 3CR, your station, your voice.
That's right. Your station, your voice. You're listening to Kill Your Lawn and Kick Your Fence here at 3CR Community Radio. And today is all about raising as much money as we can for Radiothon. Now, if you're not sure what to donate, you're not sure what to pledge, that's okay. You can always, you've got till the end of June to have a think about it. Don't forget, $2 or more is tax deductible, so you can get it back from the government. That was a Jimmy Little song there, Randwick. Oh, not Jimmy. Jimmy Little cover of a Paul Kelly song, Randwick Bells Are Ringing. And then I actually dug up that, I was searching through the database here and found that station ID by him. I thought, you know, he's probably done a station ID at 3CR, and he has. That's why it was really good. What else should we talk about? Well, we should talk about how great 3CR is. Did you know that we turn up to pretty much every protest in town and record it and play it back? Well, you probably do, listener, because you listen to 3CR. But that's just something we do out of volunteer labor. Every Palestine rally, you've probably seen us there at the front, sticking a mic into the speaker, or maybe we're hooked up to the speaker. Some people are talented like that. They know how to connect bits of technology together so they don't have to stand there. And I think, you know, that's just one of the things we do. And like, you know, I'm someone who's got limited capacity because of my mental illness. And I've always got a lot of FOMO because I don't get out to as many like rallies and protests as I want to get out to. And it's so good. I can feel like a little bit like I haven't missed out. And I'm staying in the loop with what's going on as well by listening to 3CR and hearing what's going on at rallies and protests. You know, I think, you know, a lot of people say you've got to put skin in the game. And I like to say, I don't really care how much skin you put in the game, even if it's a skin cell. Because I think, you know, we all have our own capacity. And we all have our own ways that we try and make the world a better place. And I think, you know, that's another thing I want to be mindful of on the show is being respectful of all the different ways people try and make this world better and push for change, you know? I was at a Geelong screening of Our Warrior, which, speaking of recording things, I recorded a panel afterwards and got some chats with guests there, so that'll be coming up on some programs, I'm sure. If not, I'll definitely be playing it on my show. Uncle Robbie was there on a panel with Damien Bell, Travis Lovett, and Julie Saylor Briggs, and it was just such a great panel discussion and respectful. And it was a lot about the current treaty, and I'm sure as people who listen to Uncle Robbie about, you know, state-based treaty is something that is, you know, you gotta be wary of the state in this regards. You know, he's obviously taking treaty to the international criminal courts, and I think we all got to support him in that. But Damien Bell was also saying, you know, that hopefully this is the first of many treaties, and that, you know, that international court treaty is one that happens, you know, because and I think, you know, like, there's just so many people in different spots who are genuinely trying to make a different better world, you know. And there was just such comradeship on the stage and camaraderie, you know. And and I just think, you know, it's that ability to work together, that ability to work in coalition with each other, and even if there are different approaches, that we still respect and love each other at the end of the day, and that's what happens, you know. And I sometimes suddenly have to remind myself, you know, and yeah, be respectful, you know. Bit of peace, love, and understanding.
As I walk through this wicked world, searching for light in the darkness of insanity. Myself is all
Sorry to end that. I know we all love a good Elvis Costello song, but I have got a guest on the air. By the way, Elvis Costello, I'm pretty sure recently did a pro-Palestine sort of stance. So yay, a celebrity doing the bare minimum. Yay. But on the line, I have Willow, which people may remember from the last episode. Willow, are you there?
I am here.
Oh,
hi, Amy.
Hey, Willow. Folks might remember if they listened to the last episode, Willow is a PhD person, right?
I am a PhD person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And doing mutual aid.
I am. And I spoke to you about mutual aid a few weeks ago, and it was awesome.
Yeah. So, Willow, what do you love about 3CR?
Oh, I just think it's such a vital, valuable community asset. Mm. I love the activism, I love the people and the music and everything about it.
Yeah.
And it makes my day better when I listen to it, when I can.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
And I love your show.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's definitely it's been a learning curve, you know? As I go along, I'm sort of listening back and reflecting and thinking about it. So I'm glad people are enjoying it and that people actually even want to chuck money my way. There's so many shows here. So, yeah, oh, thank you. Are you making a pledge?
I am making a pledge. I'm going to make a small donation today with what I can.
Yeah, yeah. Anything is acceptable.
Yeah.
Even a limb.
Even a limb?
Yeah.
Okay. I can't spare a limb right now.
Okay.
But I can spare a small amount of dosh.
Yes, please. Some dosh, please.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ah, awesome. Thank you so much, Willow. Anything is appreciated. And thank you so much for calling in. You're a sweetheart. And I don't know, I've got a segment that I'm doing that I've sort of started up, and I want to interview you again because I'm doing a short segment every now and then called Urban Wasteland Survival Guide, where we just give tips on the air for how to survive. So a while back I did how to forage without, getting harmful chemicals and stuff in your system. And then with Jade and Teak from a couple of weeks back, we did open source media and open source libraries, free books and media for people. I know because of what you do, you probably have some tips on something, on how to survive out there,
I do have thoughts. My interest has piqued and my thoughts are brewing. So hit me up for thinking about that.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for calling in, Willow.
Thank you all. Good luck.
No worries. Thank you. Bye. Bye.
Did you know that each donation over $2 you make to 3CR's Radiothon is tax deductible? That means that when you're doing your tax return business, you can claim your 3CR donation as a legitimate tax deduction. To make a pledge to this year's Radiothon, call the station on 9419 8377 or donate online at 3cr.org.au/donate. Your station, your voice.
Free CR Radiothon 2025, your station, your voice. Then join Sally on Sundays at noon for Out of the Pan.
Welcome to Rainbows Don't Fade with Age on Radio 3CR.
Welcome to Trans Creator Radio.
Where history's queer futures is an audio journey into the story.
Trans Day of Audibility, a day for us to be heard and not seen.
Make your donation during our annual Radiothon. It's your station, your voice.
To donate, call 03 9419 8377 or donate online at 3cr.org.au.
That's right, and you're listening to Kill Your Lawn and Kick Your Fence. And we're radiothoning, and we've had some more pledges come in since we chatted to Willow. And we have Willow's thesis advisor, David, who was also on the same episode we had Willow last time. David Border-Giles, donating $30 from Brunswick. Thank you. He says, hello, and thanks for doing a wonderful program. Thank you, David. And thank you for helping it be wonderful with your wonderful presence. And Michaela, wonderful Michaela, our programming coordinator here at 3CR, who also does the Radioactive show, an excellent show. Another one of those shows that when I started listening to 3CR, I was like, this place is incredible. I've never heard a dedicated show towards what's happening around nuclear issues and radioactive waste and that sort of stuff. And yeah, I was just amazed. So yeah, Michaela's chucked in $20. So thank you. Thank you, Michaela. Guess what, folks? We have raised $472 of my $750 goal. I've only got $278 to go. So, you know, I reckon by the end of June, we've kind of smashed this. And that's pretty awesome. I'm really happy with that. Yeah, and I just think, yeah, I can't believe I've raised any money because I've only really just started. So, well, you know, 3CR is great. It's a great place. You can listen to it, and it's your station. It's your voice whenever it suits you, and it's not controlled by corporations or business. You know, it's the community. It's the voices of the community, and it's people in all kinds of areas, all kinds of change makers trying to make this a better world. I actually, when I was doing the Local Food Connection show more regularly, I interviewed Joe Toscano, which I'm sure listeners are aware who he is, because he has a lot of local history of activism here. And one of the things he said to me that I think has just always stuck with me, it doesn't matter what you're doing, it's just that you're doing something, small or big. And I think, you know, think about a community garden and getting involved in that. That it might not seem like a massive force for change. It might seem innocuous. But when you get involved in stuff like that, you start talking to people. You talk to people from different walks of life to yourself. And you actually get to challenge yourself. And those people get challenged. And you think and you learn. And you get to, and often I think when you dip your toes, even if it's something that seems relatively innocuous, or maybe it's like a local campaign because you're upset that they say are building a waste incinerator in your area or something like that. You know, that kind of getting involved in those sorts of things, it's small, but it adds up. And it's realizing your own power, you know, and community power, and how you can create positive change by realizing that power. I think that's what, generally speaking, is defeating the, you know, the cause to fight climate change and to fight for justice for so many communities is being disenfranchised. And when you listen to 3CR, you're actually, I don't know about you, but I'm inspired. And I also get to listen to other people who are also grieving with me or are also angry with me, you know. But I also get really inspired at the people here and the people who've been doing things for a very long time here. Creating that change. And it makes me feel like we can do something. We can make change. We can make positive change. We can kick down a few fences and start to be less atomized and be less alienated from one another or even within our own households. you know. I'm born in 95, so I definitely grew up with a lot of technology. I still remember cassettes and stuff like that, but let's be honest, I'm pretty, you know, born to be a young person with phones and stuff like that. So, and I can see just the alienating effect of technology, how much it saps your time, how much it creates more fractions on, like, fractures on lines and, like, all sort of, like, battles and stuff, and just those algorithms and how that they feed you a stream so that you think that you're, like, part of something, but actually it's all carefully curated. So I think, yeah, I just... 3CR is a really genuine place that will challenge you, and it'll be like that neighbor that you always wish you had as well. I don't know if it's just gotten updated, but the update says that we've raised $500. So we've only got $250 to go. And of course we do. Beautiful Inez has donated $28 to the station to get me to 500. She loves my show. I love you, Inez. And yeah, oh, that's really sweet. Wow, I'm just so happy that we've raised this much money in general. People may remember last year we supported DLF. We were out there recording. Wow, it was a massive effort at this station. For the Wednesday when everything got really violent, I was part of the team here, taking all that stuff coming in from the ground and editing it to go to a national broadcast and editing it to go to shows later throughout the week and that day. And then on the Thursday, I was down there for the zombie rave and all that jazz, and I was interviewing people, and definitely the cops were less, they toned it down a bit by then. But you know, it was just such amazing conversations I got with people on the ground there, and it was an interesting one. So let's go to a message about stopping weapons.
3CR, your station, your voice.
These weapons are pointed at all of us. Take it personally.
And we need to be standing with communities on the front lines and really amplifying their fight and their voices.
And fight this until Australia is no longer one of the leading weapons manufacturers.
3CR, your station, your voice.
CR Radiothon 2025, your station, your voice.
So we already know the harms of Australia's offshore detention regime, and yet instead of closing down that offshore processing regime, the Albanese government is seeking to expand it.
3CR, your station, your voice.
Make your donation during our annual Radiothon. It's your station, your voice.
To donate, call 0394198377 or go online at 3cr.org.au.
And you're back listening to Kill Your Lawn and Kick Your Fence Radiothon. I can see in across through the window there, we've got some more calls and information coming through. People are busily writing down that sort of information, which is awesome that you're all calling in and that you're all donating and that you are supporting this radical voice, this radio station that has had legends like Uncle Talgrim, who we spoke to earlier, like Uncle Robbie Thorpe. Before this show, Susanna Duffy and the Mysterious Bagman, the Green Left crew, shout out Socialist Alliance and Green Left, just really genuine people. I've gotten involved where I live in Geelong with their Geelong crew, and they're so passionate and genuine, and they work in solidarity with other communities. They don't speak over other communities, they're just there to support, and I just love it. Oh my god, I know who this is. That already happened, right? Yeah. I just got a donation from Mr. Squishy. Oh my God. Anyone who knows who Mr. Squishy is, my heart is like stopping. Thank you so much. Love you, Mr. Squishy. I think like before I wind up, there was two other things other than the show that I did in the past year. And also, of course, I was involved in Local Food Connections. And don't forget to support Anne and her radiothon. I believe it's on the same day as the gardening show, but tune in every Sunday at 10 a.m. Something that I just think I was really honored and privileged to be able to be a part of was, well, one was a special broadcast that I spearheaded, which was Dissociative Identity Disorder Awareness Day. I'm someone who lives with dissociative identity disorder, formerly known as multiple personality disorder. Yeah, now it's clicking in. You're like, dissociative identity disorder, what's that? And then I say what it used to be called, and you're like, oh, that one. Yeah, that one. Very stigmatized. Very stigmatized disorder, always represented as murderers when we're actually the victims of crime and continue mostly to be victims of crime throughout our life, in and out of all kinds of institutions and that sort of stuff. Like, the statistics are pretty shocking. And, you know, I try not to get too personal, keep my private life to myself, but, you know, it is a struggle and there's some very serious downs. Yeah, you know, just this place, being able to do a special broadcast and then maybe a 3CR Day of Madness in the future, that would be really cool. But yeah, to interview someone like Kathy Kesselman from the Blue Knot Foundation, you know, it's one of those foundations out there that is genuinely doing such good work, and her work into the Royal Commission into Child Sexual Abuse as well. Like, it's incredible. And that's, you know, that's just like one person who started that foundation who lives with that disorder. And that's just amazing. And then me here at Radio 3CR can do a little show highlighting the illness and talking to people. Thank you, Kieran from Yellerman. Can't forget to shout out Kieran. He was also on this show. Thank you, Kieran, for being a part of that as well. And he's just got so much to say, and it's just always a pleasure to learn from Kieran. And then the other thing I got to be a part of was this year's Trans Day of Audibility. Trans Day of Audibility at 3CR is very special if you haven't caught it. And I got to interview Charlie Bear, who's a non-binary sex worker, which is a bit of a rarity in the sex work world. I'll leave that to sex workers to talk about. But yeah, it's definitely a challenging one. And what we talked about specifically was their research into the Australian Christian lobby and how they are registered. They've been, you know, people recognize them officially as a hate group. There was a group, I think, in the US that recognized them, along with Pauline Hanson's One Nation and the National Socialist Network, along with those types, as a hate group. And we talked about Christian Dominionism, or what you might hear about on Yenar Pass Around is, you might hear about that as well. Well, you might hear about Christo-fascism. Basically, think Heritage Foundation, that kind of line of thinking in politics. So, you know, and it was really great to talk about that. And the massive campaigning and lobbying with government that the Australian Christian Lobby does to take away queer rights. And so, you know, trans people are the current focus, but it's very clear from their own media and their own releases that they want to take away many things from the community, not just the trans community. Oh my God. Thank you, Raya. Raya is another legend here at the station, an unsung hero who really keeps things afloat, keeps things working, literally. Thank you, Raya. He said, it's been an awesome radiothon show. $20. Thank you, Raya. That means that I have raised $550 $200 to go. Inez has just typed, amazing. Is that how, I know that's like how you phrase them. You always say, amazing, like that. So yeah, that's the Inez voice. yeah, first radio showthon, and yeah, wow. We're doing so well. And she's on the phone again. Someone else is calling in. Oh my god, you're all calling in at the last minute. You're just shy. You don't want to talk to me on the air. That's all good. yeah. So yeah, I was just really happy and really proud to be a part of those things here at 3CR. And yeah, it's an outlet for activism, isn't it? You know, being able to do this stuff. We all do act, you know, we're all doing our own bit and stuff, and I guess 3CR is part of my bit. I also do things locally where I live, and I try to make it out to Nam. Now I don't live in Nam anymore, to try and support and solidarity with things, although it's very hard, just with multiple things happening. But yeah, I've got to wind up because I have to make way for another brilliant 3CR show that I hope you're also going to be donating money to. The Amazing Think Again, brought to you by the Borderlands Cooperative. I've actually visited the Borderlands Cooperative and I'm very keen to make use of their resources a bit and support them at some point when I have the mental space, because they've got a lot of stuff in their library that I think will, and people context, I think that'll be good for this show. But yeah, if you don't listen to Think Again, you really should, because it's such informative, amazing conversations, and I'm always learning stuff from them and getting new books to my ever-growing book reading list. Yeah, so I'm going to leave us now with another song. There's a bit of a sort of a theme to the songs today, which is songs my mum played around the house growing up, but I love these songs. It's yeah. So we're going to leave you. Thank you so much for today. We're going to smash this radiothon target by the end of June. Thank you so much. I'm going to leave you with Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, Easy Money. Thank you, and stay tuned for Think Again. You're listening to 3CR 855 on your dial.
Within a fragrant breeze, all among the nodding trees that hang a heavy with the storm. He threw his arms around my neck, brushed the tear from my cheek, held my soft white hand. He was an understanding man, and he did not even barely hardly speak. Easy money. Rain it down on the wife and the kids. Rain it down on the house where we live. Rain till you got nothing left to give. And rain that ever-loving stuff down on me. my heart yearns, gives joy in diminishing returns, kiss me on my mouth. His hands they had it so in my cheek it burns. Money man, it is a beach. The poor they spoil it for the rich. First breathing clover, I wondered when this would be over. And at home we are all so guilty, say. Easy money, pour it down the open drain, pour it all through my veins, pour it down, yeah, let it rain, and pour that ever-loving stuff down on me. Pretty down on the bank, life shuffles past at a low interest rate, and the money-colored meadows, and all the interesting shadows, they leap up and dissipate. And money, easy money, easy money. Rain it down on the wife and the kids, rain it down on the house where we live, rain they got nothing left to give. And rain that ever loving stuff down on me.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.